What's up, guys? Going to the playoffs, huh? Duval!
With a playoff berth secured, the Jaguars now focus on a bigger goal, the AFC South title. A Titans loss or a Jags win over the San Francisco 49ers gets it done. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at new 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Plus, with the holiday season in full swing, the Jaguars continue to give back to the community. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
There's no one that's in this group right here, this circle, that ever doubted, okay, that we were going to win a lot of football games and get ourselves in the playoffs.
Many people outside of that locker room did not believe in this Jaguars team in 2017. And now the haters will have to hate while watching the Jags on TV in January. Welcome in to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. It has been a great week around EverBank Field, no doubt about that. After the win over the Texans, the Jags are in the postseason for the first time in a decade. But with two regular season games to go, this already good football team wants more.
The Jags secured a playoff berth for the first time since 2007 with last week's win.
I don't know if anybody has had time to sit down and really enjoy, you know, the run that we've been through and all that, because, you know, we still have, you know, games to play and games to win, you know, meaningful games to win and a long way to go.
With success comes recognition. On Tuesday, four Jags were voted to the Pro Bowl, but a few others felt snubbed.
It's just funny. You see guys go in front of you that don't even have the numbers you have. So you really want to know where the decision's coming from. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy for my teammates that made it to the Pro Bowl, ecstatic. And I feel like I should have been in there as well. But, you know, they made a decision. I'm an alternate.
With a win over the 49ers, the Jags would clinch the AFC South title for the first time ever. The last division title, 1999, in the AFC Central.
We understand that we have a chance to close this AFC South and put ourselves in this playoffs at a comfortable position. And that's our goal. We do that, Christmas will be a hell of a day, but we have to do that first.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. The division title is on the line. It's that easy this week.
Well, it is, and it's that important, because it's easy to sit there and say, this could happen, three or four things could happen, and if any of them happen, you get in. But you better have one of them happen, because it still hasn't happened. So go win.
You know, the thing that stands out to me is that the Jaguars just have not been competitive in the South since the South was brought on. And early it was Peyton Manning, for sure. And then the Texans kind of got the better of the deal. The Jaguars have never had their run through the South. So, you know, sitting with four wins and the chance to get five, hey, have the division wrapped up before you go and beat the Titans.
They've never let it with 2 weeks to go, and now they can clinch it.
Of course, last division title, 99 in the AFC Central. Now, with success comes some accolades. Pro Bowl voting was in this week, four Pro Bowlers. Handful of guys, though, left out, and they were a little vocal in the locker room.
I love it. Hey, look, you know, the Pro Bowl is what the Pro Bowl is. I'm more of an all-pro guy. I want to see that team, right? But guys don't like it when they don't get their accolades. And Yannick, even Deshaun, who tried to play it cool, but you could see the boiling underneath. I like that now. I like that a lot. Some guys are motivated by that, and if they are, use it.
There's a shock, Deshaun unable to play it cool, right?
Kind of like that about
it. Let's not overlook the guys who did get in. Really big for this franchise. Shows how this defense really is, I think, getting the recognition it deserves. It was interesting. Yannick handled it his way, which was to say, hey, it is what it is, but you could tell, mad. Telvin handled it his way, too. Didn't talk. And he'll internalize it. He'll say it doesn't bother him. It'll motivate him.
Kind of like it.
Yeah, motivation for the Jags and the Niners this week, and there's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
The team runs, the defense runs. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we've really put it all together.
Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson mixes it up with cornerback Jalen Ramsey in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we asked the guys, what was your first car?
What was your first car and how old were you when you got it?
My first car was a black Ford pickup, a two-door black Ford pickup, and I was 16 when I got my first car. I was blessed.
My first car was in college, my freshman year. It was a 93 Mustang yellow, and it kept breaking down on me, and that was my first car.
My first car was a Chevy Silverado, all black. with an 6-inch lift. My dad got it for me.
Oh, man, my first car was a box Chevy, and I was about 16 years of age.
My first car was a 94 Nissan Altima. I think I got that when I was 15. It didn't last long.
My first car was a F-150 that my parents bought me, an 04 F-150, I think it was, back in the day.
My first car was a 1997 red Ford Explorer that I sort of shared with my sister. And then from there, my first actual car that I bought myself was a Toyota Highlander.
First car I ever bought was my Ford F-150. Brought my daughter home in that car, done everything in that car, so it's my first truck, I guess you could say.
2005 Ford Crown Vic, police innocent. No gun.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Garoppolo, nowhere to go. Rolling right, pointing to the end zone. Throw is caught. Touchdown. Selleck time.
After the trade from the Patriots, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is starting to play some pretty good football for the 49ers. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. But what makes Garoppolo tick in San Fran? For a closer look, Jeff Lagerman is in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, great challenge this week because the 49ers have a new quarterback in place. He started the last three games, and he's 3-0, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Absolutely. I mean, not only is a new quarterback, but it's a hot quarterback, you know, just coming right in and playing extremely well. He's 5-0 total, 2-0 as a starter in New England and 3-0 here in San Francisco, and he's really brought a lot of life back into that offense.
Impressive to me because he's still young as far as play time goes, but he diagnoses things very quickly, and he's got a very quick release.
He does have a very good release, can get rid of the ball, has outstanding accuracy, really. He's close to 70% in the last 3 weeks. And again, throwing over for 300 yards a game and really putting a lot of production in this offense.
A 98 quarterback rating, which actually put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the company he's in. And this is an interesting play that he has right here. There's not a lot of coordinators or coaches that would have the confidence to call this play, but they do with him.
Well, they do. I mean, obviously, even though he's a young quarterback in terms of actual play time on the field, obviously, he's come from a great program, a great system. He's with Kyle Shanahan now, who's an outstanding offensive coach, who's really got him working well. And it seems like from week to week, they're getting more comfortable and doing more and more as an offense.
And this guy that Kim makes this catch right here, 24 catches with Garoppolo in the last three games. Marquise Goodwin.
Well, obviously, you know, I have a background with Marquise.
Right.
You know, he was with us in Buffalo, and I said this, and I said this to our players. He is by far the fastest football player I've ever seen on the field, and it doesn't surprise me. We know that he can get behind the defense. We've always known that. He's always shown that. But now he's showing the ability to play in the slot, intermediate routes, catch and run. So his game now is becoming more all around.
And Garoppolo adds a little bit of this, okay? He can extend the play.
He does an excellent job of extending plays. He has a really good feel in the pocket to move left and right and really keep his eyes down the field and throw the football.
You know, even though he's young as far as experience, great challenge, veteran presence about him.
Oh, it's a big challenge, and you're exactly right. I mean, this team is really coming on strong here at the end, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Well, good luck with him.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Time now for our weekly visit with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. And each week, he goes in the lunchroom for a visit with a teammate on Jackson 5.
Welcome to the Jackson 5 today. We have a great guest and Pro Bowl corner, Jalen Ramsey. How you doing?
What's up, my guy? Yes, Malik, yes. Pro Bowl, you know.
Thanks. We out here, right? So people know you went to FSU. People know you're from Nashville. What's something people don't know about you?
My professional career now is NFL, but I think... In my mind, I think I would have been possibly a better long jumper in track than I am a cornerback in football.
Right, that's dope. That's pretty awesome. You're an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You can still do it, though. People do double sports.
Sometimes, but, you know, we're going to focus on this right here.
Demanding. This is demanding.
Yeah.
So we know you have some first responders in your family. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, my pops, he's been a firefighter for almost 20 years now. Well, longer than 20 years, like 23, ever since I've been born. And my brother, he just got onto the fire department, just graduated in December. And now he's working you know, regular schedule, going in fires and doing everything he has to do. So my dad, he's now the chief, so he the boss of the thing now. My brother, he like the rookie in the game. So it's kind of like what my family does. I mean, my intermediate family, I think if I wasn't a football player or in sports somehow, then I would have liked to probably be a fireman as well.
That's super dope. Tell him thank you, man. We'll talk to him next time.
Sure.
That's huge. So on the football now, this is your first Pro Bowl nod, second year. How do you feel?
Oh, that's a blessing, man. That's all God, honestly. You know how it is.
Yeah,
it's a blessing
true.
From God, man.
It is.
Without him, nothing is possible. You know, he put great teammates around me, always pushing me, making sure my vision stays straight. The coaches, the whole organization, just the whole support team. Everybody plays a major part in it, not just myself. So I just can't do nothing but thank God.
I can totally attest to that. You know, being a Pro Bowl guy myself, it takes front to back and everybody in the middle and everybody on the sidelines. So and in these booths. So it's a lot, man. We thank everybody, especially the fans who voted for us, and we really appreciate you. It means a lot. So trash talk on the field, man. You know, I'll be hearing you out there. You know, you'll be saying your thing. What's some PG things that you can say? And who do you think is second to you in that trash talk game?
You know, let me keep it PG for the cameras right now. Some things I might say is, you know, let somebody know. Just letting everybody, I'm nagging. I'm nagging people every play, letting them know I'm on you every play. You're not going to catch it. If you do catch it, it's a fluke. That's the worst, when somebody catch something on you and then you tell them that was a fluke, line it back up. They hate that. That's a couple PG things.
Yeah.
But, you know, you second right behind me.
Yeah, I'll be getting that. I'm a little verbal out there. You know, it's fun. You got to get in the person's head and, like you said, let them know that that was a fluke. If you did something to me, that was a fluke. You're not blocking me. What's different from last year, your rookie year, to this year?
I think it kind of started last year a little bit. And this year, you know, with the additions of you, T. Gip, myself, Yannick, Miles, we had some good additions to the team, to the squad, especially the defense last year, that helped this team out. And then this year, we just completed the puzzle with Calais, Church, AJ.
Yep.
And, you know, I like to think that the defense, you know, the team runs as the defense runs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we've really put it all together.
Everybody believes in everybody now. I don't think nobody doesn't believe, not one ounce, that somebody can do what they can do. And that's a huge difference. So, hey, I appreciate you, Janet, for coming up, man. People appreciate you. Thank you for messing with us today on the Jackson 5. See you guys next week.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, the Jags give back for the holiday.
I keep reminding myself, be patient. I mean, he ain't gonna outrun me, but he's a good receiver nonetheless, so I gotta just play real.
Jalen Ramsey wearing a microphone last week against the Texans. The full mic'd up feature is available each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Let's get in the kitchen now. This week on Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony have a sweet treat for the holiday season.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here in a Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community, and I'm here with two pretty special chefs. We're whipping up a family recipe, and I can't wait to get started. I've brought my daughter Ansley and Chef Tony from Publix. Right here on. We go.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Good.
All right. Now, we talked a little bit about this recipe. You had it when you were little. It's a family favorite. Your dad loves to eat it. Matter of fact, do you have to put it in a special place to where he doesn't eat it all?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hide it, right?
Well, we're gonna start cooking this. It is an English toffee, and it's a stovetop recipe. We're gonna make it. So what I'm gonna have you do, Ansley, you're gonna grab this bowl of sugar. It's 1 cup of sugar. We're gonna turn it. I'm gonna have you put it in the pot back here. So in the pot, I have 2 sticks of butter, 1 tablespoon of syrup going, because this is the basis of almost all candy that we have. And we're gonna stir this up. Move it around, and we're gonna wait for the sugar to start to melt. But what's really important is the temperature that's gonna happen here. We got 2 temperature stages, 260 and 300. Can you give it a stir for me, please?
She helps me make this every year. This is one of our favorite Christmas things to do, isn't it?
All right, so this will take, this is gonna take about 10 minutes to get up to 260. And overall, it takes us about 1 hour to make. So we'll come back and make this happen, and we'll get it mixed up and get it poured out and show everybody what your family's English toffee looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've hit that magic temperature of 300 degrees, we're going to pour it out into our pan. It's going to rest for a few minutes. And then if you would, take those chocolate pieces and just kind of set them on top. Sprinkle them on top for me. Anywhere you want.
So this is why you make recipes with a chef, because he gives you all these secret tips. Hurry,
yeah, throw them in there. And if you want, we have some extra almonds too that you can put on top. So you can mix in all kinds of toppings here. Dude, you use both hands. Just kind of grab it with both hands. Like a, there you go.
You got it.
That's what we're talking about. And then just drop them on. And we can take this and see how it's starting to melt. The chocolate's sitting in there. And it'll melt on top. And in about 30 minutes of freezing, we'll have our English toffee.
For the English toffee recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. With the Christmas holiday here, the Jaguars continue to assist those in need in the Jacksonville community. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health feature.
The Jaguars are busy in the community the week before Christmas, starting off with a Fireline food distribution event here at Everbank Field, where 1,200 families will now receive a holiday meal.
Grab the Publix bag, and then you pass it to Jackson, and then Jackson passes it to me, and we go all the way to the truck.
Thanks to Publix, PepsiCo, and Feeding Northeast Florida, more families will be full during the holidays. The Jaguars realize hunger awareness is an issue in the area, which is why it was a no-brainer to lend a helping hand.
I mean, hunger is a big thing, not just in Jacksonville, but in all of America, so to be able to help in any way possible is a good thing to be able to do.
Feeding Northeast Florida sent volunteers to be a part of the fire line and are more than happy to ease some families' worries this season.
You know, each one of our family, we're going to be at home, we're going to be enjoying dinner, we're going to be enjoying presents. To be able to know that there are going to be 1,200 families that aren't going to have to worry about food during the holiday, that has to warm the heart.
While some players helped out at Everbank Field, Calais Campbell took his giving talents to a local Target, where 40 kids received a shopping spree like no other.
Everybody say ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
Campbell and his CRC Foundation provided these kids with a $200 gift card to buy whatever they chose for the holidays. There's a specific reason why Campbell chose to give back to kids this holiday season.
I feel like our world is in the future of the kids, so you want to help grow them up right, so that, when I'm old and I can't do that for myself, they'll still be able to take care of me, keep the world in a good place.
While some kids picked out toys for themselves, many went shopping for their family members, something Campbell was pleased to see.
But I think it's important just to reach back and go to the kids and then try to encourage them to, give, and be around the family and just enjoy it and use it as a, just an escape from real life and just have some fun. What keeps me motivated? I want to be the best. Like I said, like in school, I want to be the best at everything I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. So
for Everbank Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Up next, a look ahead to the San Francisco 49ers. Stay with us on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.
They want us to peg him as Tom Brady, right? Everybody, he's a good football player. He's not Tom Brady. But I don't think that his weapons around get enough credit. The guy's playing good football. Obviously, he's winning football games. And, I personally would say that he's a top third in the league in quarterbacks. I would personally say, many teams would like to have him as his quarterback.
That's safety Tashawn Gibson in the locker room earlier this week. Yeah, he's not Tom Brady. Welcome back to Everbank Jaguars Weekend. He's Jimmy Garoppolo, different cats, similar system. Of course, they worked together for a while, but he's not Tom Brady. That's true.
He's Jimmy GQ.
He is Jimmy GQ, and he's good, and he's going to be good. But I think Tashawn's point is correct. He hasn't faced a defense like this, he said this week. They're going to be ready. They're going to confuse him. They're going to get after him. I think this will be his first true test, and I think the Jaguars will get to him.
I think the Patriots will regret trading him at some point in time. I mean, I think he is very, very talented, and I agree. I think the Jaguars are going to put a hurt on him.
Yeah, 49ers are playing better football with him at the helm here. For the Jaguars' perspective, the division's out there this week. Seeding's out there down the line. So you got to keep the pedal down towards at the very last end of the season here. The last two games, got to finish strong.
If you've watched Doug Marrone in his news conferences, first of all, they're wildly entertaining in a very subtle way. He keeps the pedal down in his own style and fashion. And I think all the talk about Jimmy GQ this week has got this defense fired up. I don't think it's a problem, JP.
Well, and as far as seeding, yes, you keep playing until you can't improve it. So I think that's definitely motivation.
Yeah, he knows how to poke the bear a little bit, right? He's been very good at that. So the Jags and the 49ers in Week 16 coming up at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.